There's a famous tzur, Hilchos Shabbos, on the halachas of Tefillah Shabbos. He points out that the three tefillahs of Shabbos correspond to what he calls three Shabboses. There's the Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis, and the tefillah of Friday night corresponds to Shabbos Maaseh Bereishis, and it talks about the Bereishis was made the world. Tachlis Shemayim Ba'aretz, and he brings Sukkim, which correspond to Maaseh Bereishis. By Mincha, it talks about the Shabbos of Losid Lavoi, that the Yom Shekula Shabbos, Ato Echod, Rashim Echod, Mikam Chaisoga Echod Ba'aretz. We talk about the time when the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Echod, and the world will no longer be divided up. All there will be the Emunah and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we Shabbos Mincha. Shabbos morning, we talk about Shabbos of Matan Torah, because the Torah was given on Shabbos. So we talk about Yitzchak Moshe b'Mat Naskelkei Kevin Nemon Krivosoloi. We talk about the idea of the Moshe Rabbeinu was Zerchah, that the Torah was given through him, and there it mentions Shabbos. So if we talk about the idea that Shabbos commemorates something, we understand that Shabbos commemorates the Maaseh Bereishis. It's the seventh day. Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Shabbos. We understand how Shabbos is a way to be Zerchah the Maaseh Bereishis. The Shabbos represents Losid Lavoi, it's Yom Shekula Shabbos, and Nucha L'chayu Elamim. We understand that Shabbos gives us a Me'ein Olam Haba, the idea of that it's no longer a Zman of Avodah, it's a Zman of resting. We understand how Shabbos connects to that also. What exactly is it that Shabbos is the Shabbos? The Torah was given on Shabbos. That happens to be, seems to be, it just happened to be like that. It was a coincidence. It's not the original plan. It wasn't even clear it was supposed to be like that. Moshe Rabbeinu was most of Yom Echad Mitaitoi. Means that the Chara, the Matan Torah, could have easily have been on Erev Shabbos. And there's a Mandar Mandar more that it was an Erev Shabbos. Why is this idea that Shabbos of Matan Torah, what is the connection to that in Shabbos? You don't see exactly how Shabbos seems to connect specifically to Matan Torah. The Sfas is, interestingly enough, when he talks about, in this week's parasha, he talks about the idea of the three Shabboses. He says the three Shabboses, three things Shabbos is Meramis to, is Maaseh Bereishis, as the Bereishis is the source of the whole Bria. Shabbos refers to, is the Meramis to, the Yin of Parnosa, and Hashkocha Pratis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bereishis runs the world. And Shabbos of Losid Lavoi, the Bereishis will be the one who is the world will no longer act as a mechitza to block us from seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu, but to allow us to see Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos represents that also. So he sees that the middle element is the world of Hashkacha Pratis of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shabbos represents. That we recognize, we take Shabbos off, and we say, you know, Bresham, I understand that you're the one who runs the world, controls the world. We take a step back and we recognize that fact. And we don't need to be constantly running and doing and taking care of all of our needs ourselves, because we know that you are the one who really does it all. So that's the lesson of Shabbos, of Hashkacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, and that's the reference that the Torah is referring to when it says Shabbos is referring to Torah, because the Yisod of Torah is this Yisod of being makabel upon ourselves and recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs the Bria. I think it fits very nicely with the idea that Vilna Gaon says, that the Batsim, the real tachlis of the whole Torah, is to come to be talking in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which means that true understanding and true recognition that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs the Bria. And Shabbos forces us to do that, and Shabbos forces us to stop and to recognize we're not the one who's in control. That's the purpose of Matan Torah, that's the purpose of the mitzvahs, that's the purpose of what the Baruch Hu created the world for. If you think about it, that you might find this being merumas in the word amen. And amen has the idea of kel, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kosher, strong, it's powerful. That's a merumas to my separations. Melech is the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We accept his malchus. We recognize he's the one who's in control. And Neman, he's trustworthy at the end. He will give us this new world, the schar of Losid Lavoi. To take out of Shabbos, the kaychas of Shabbos, the spudiness of Shabbos, of the Hashkacha Pratis, which we see in our lives, it would be a good idea that every Shabbos by the Sunnah to stop for a moment to think about the Hashkacha Pratis we see during the week. Have a good Shabbos.